Hello and welcome to the Williams Project podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what to do when feeling lost or uninspired in your job or business. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. You're joined here with myself, Blair Chappell. And just before I get started, I just want to put a bit of a disclaimer out there. I wrote this topic today because of how I was feeling. Now, it wasn't necessarily relating to my job or my business, Williams Corporation. I was just thinking, I thought, I really need to do a podcast and I have no idea what topic to write on. I keep going in absolute circles, just going, do I do something on marketing? Do I do something on how to network with people? Do I do something about starting a business? Do I do something about talking about what it was like when we started Williams Corporation and we had sort of that insecurity and fear of being young? And sort of I keep putting it off. And then I got to the point of going, it is not acceptable to keep putting this job off. I actually do like doing this podcast. So I thought I'd do a topic on what to do when feeling lost or uninspired. But I'm relating it back to your job or business because it's a little bit less relevant doing it on a podcast. So I think to get started, this episode is for the person who is starting to get into a bit of a routine, whether it be you've got your own business or you work for someone else. And you're getting to that point of going, God, all I do is show up every day, do the same thing over and over again, and you're starting to sort of lose interest, lose your mojo, lose that nice forward momentum that always makes you feel good inside and makes you want to show up every day. I think it's important to start off by going, why does this actually happen? Why does this happen to, I'm going to go as far as pretty much everyone. I don't think everyone has a job or a business in every single day feels like showing up, knows exactly what they're going to do, feels inspired, feels excited. I think, one, it's completely normal to have periods of time where you do feel a bit lost about, A, what you should be doing every day in your job or business, or B, just a little bit uninspired. It could be because of the weather being a bit crap and a bit rainy. It could be you've got a few difficult jobs or clients that are harder to deal with than what you're used to in the past. I think a big one's also when the market changes and the same thing that you used to do is now significantly harder. And that could be because of COVID, it could be because of winter, it could be because of skill shortages and not being able to get enough resource and stuff. But I think that's a real big player when you're actually working harder and you're getting less results than what you used to. I think also there's a degree of repetition. A lot of businesses, a lot of jobs, there is a degree of doing the same thing over and over and over again. And there does come to a point in time where the more you do something, one, the better you get at it, but two, you do get slightly less inspired by doing that same task over and over again. Or hopefully this last point is where most people fit in. Hopefully you're feeling lost or uninspired because things are going so well in your business or your job that you're actually required to do less with less urgency. This is definitely not a problem if you're in this position. If anything, it shows a large degree of being exceptional at your job or your business when your business starts to depend on you slightly less and less. I do think there's a lot of provisions in that. I do also think that you should never go into business or go into management with the idea of not having a job or not having anything to do. But there is a reality if you are good at your job or business or a good manager, there will be longer periods of time for which you're not required without the wheels falling off. So what do I do when it happens to me, when I'm feeling lost and feeling uninspired, which isn't often, to be honest? Like, I'm not saying this as if it happens all the time or really frequently, but like I said, there are periods of time, whether it be related to the weather, maybe related to a job that's going slightly more difficult than what it should be, where you do feel a bit lost. You come to work and go, what should I really focus on today? What really matters? Or you're just a little bit less inspired. Usually for me, it's just when it's winter and it's pouring with rain, and I just think how hard it is to build houses when it's just pouring with rain all over New Zealand. So what I do when it happens to me, I just go back to basics. I literally go back to writing my power list every day of just five things I'm going to achieve for the day. But I do try to spend a bit more time on what those five things are, and I try and make those five things related back to the reasons why I love doing what I do. So for me, it's going back to the real simple things. It's going back to less of the operational things and going to the simple things like visiting construction sites. I love walking around construction sites, talking to trades, talking to suppliers, looking at the finished product that Williams Corporation's building. I love getting more involved in client meetings. And that might just be popping in when the sales team have a meeting, saying hi, understanding how we can help that client and if we can, and just really being involved in that process, reminding myself of without the client, we don't have a business. They're the most important person in anyone's business. And if we can make sure that they're having a good experience and feeling special, that gives us a better chance to succeed. And just visiting some of the other Williams Corporation offices. And I think between the mixture of me going, here is my power list of five things I want to achieve today, and then combining that with things that I really enjoy doing of going to site, meeting clients, meeting contractors, and traveling New Zealand for some of the other offices like Auckland and Wellington. When I go through these low points, I wouldn't say they're low points, it's a little bit too dramatic. When I go through periods of not being as inspired as I should be, and then go back to the raw roots of what do I like to do, and also write out down clear, tangible things I'm going to do each day, I very quickly sort of get back on the bike of really enjoying what I do. I also try focus on improvements, and I think this depends why you're feeling lost or uninspired. Like I said, if you're at the point where you actually have things going extremely well and you've got less urgency on your involvement with the business, focusing on improvements probably the best use of your time, or where I've found the best use of my time. When things are just getting built as expected, sales are going well, consenting's going well, which to be fair, it's always rare that everything's going exactly as it should, because it's just the nature of any business, as I'm sure business owners can appreciate. But when things are going better than usual, I should say, that is the time to focus on improvement. That reignites the excitement in me seeing the changes in departments, whether that be saving a cost in the QS team, improving our plans somewhere, helping a salesperson close a meeting with the client, whatever that may be. I think improvements definitely help ignite that fire again. And I just do that by looking at each department, whether it be sales, whether it be marketing, whether I could partner up with marketing to make some new content, whether it be videos, have feedback in some of our finished photos, finished videos. Try to talk to our team members, either one-on-one or as a team, just how do we do things better, how do we do things differently, what's going well, what's not going well. All the stuff that's very simple, very straightforward, that's sometimes forgotten about. And I think when you do feel a bit lost or uninspired and follow the sort of checklist or to-do list, it all of a sudden makes you feel really good about showing up every day. Also, just re-find the love of business. I think it's just the combination of banking small wins and looking at how far you've come in business, along with the above points. So to summarize, it's business is like a relationship. It can't be all happy all the time. There's going to be periods where you're not as excited and you still have to show up. One, it's completely normal to have those periods of time. One, I think it's more how you deal with it. Like I said, I go back to basics. I start to do more of the things I love to do, visiting clients, visiting contractors, going to site, talking to the team one-on-one, sort of getting more working on the business versus working in the business. I find working on the business brings me a lot of fulfillment and brings back that desire and passion. Also, don't forget your roots. It's very easy to have days where you feel like not showing up or you're a bit uninspired. When you look back at how far you've come, either in your career or in your business, that alone should give you the motivation to get excited again. Because if you can do that again and again and again, that personal growth and personal development journey, and then you picture what your life will be if you show up every day and achieve that, that is a good reason to feel inspired. And also, just as a Williams Corporation mantra, just our 1% better every day. What can I do today in a certain area to be 1% better than what I was yesterday? And I think personal achievement, stacking small wins, is a huge help towards getting your inspiration back. So I'm not going to ramble on too much longer. I think that is a good summary about just what to do when you don't want to come to work every day or you're feeling a bit uninspired. Like I said, it's completely normal. It doesn't personally happen to me very often. I do love what I do, but I think it's important to recognize why does it happen, what to do when it does happen based on just what I do. And yeah, just focus on the small wins. Remember, you're here for a long time, so just show up every day, except you're going to have more good days than bad days, and learn what your triggers are when you have a bad day, and put a productive list of things together to get through those bad days and get on to more good days. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening. If you think this is beneficial, feel free to share it with one like-minded individual. If not, I'm sorry I couldn't provide value. We're also always open to topic recommendations or things that the listeners would find beneficial, so feel free to message Matthew or myself if you do have any topic requests. Thanks so much for listening. You're all absolute legends, and have a fantastic day no matter where you are.